We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. For those of you just tuning in, we've spent the first hour on the Trayvon Martin case, a tragic story out of Sanford, Florida, where apparently a 17-year-old Trayvon Martin walking in a neighborhood, talking with his girlfriend on his cell phone. Some guy from the neighborhood watch following him named George Zimmerman. Zimmerman believing that he was suspicious for some reason, I guess because he's 17, black, wearing a hoodie. There was no actual evidence of him committing any sort of crime at all. And this guy calls the police department. He tells them that he believes this person is suspicious. The actual quote is, "This guy looks like he's up to no good. He's on drugs or something." And the police department then informs him to stay back, that there's no reason to continue following him. You know, thanks for the report. We'll send an officer out, etc. Why don't you just wait for the officer to arrive? He does not wait. He continues to follow the young man, and at some point ends up shooting him. And that's where things get murky, because we don't know exactly what it was that transpired.
Sure.
So these things obviously will probably come to light, or hopefully will come to light on into the future, but it's not necessarily the facts of the case that I'm interested in talking about. I'm interested in talking about the things that surround it, like why it is that Trayvon Martin had, you know, why is this case the one case that the media has chosen to focus on when there are plenty of cases of innocent people? In this case, Trayvon had a cup of, what was it, some sort of slushy or something like that.
Iced tea.
An iced tea and a bag of Skittles with him. You know, this guy was not in any way a danger whatsoever. And so there's plenty of cases where the police have assaulted and or killed innocent people, and the news media barely even reports on it. So what's different about this? Well, this wasn't actually a cop that did the deed. So I think the media feels a lot more comfortable spending a whole lot more time and effort really digging into this, because they're not going to strain their relationship as bad with the police department in this particular case. But also, you can bring up anything, and that's what Glenn has done in Keene, listening to WKBK. Glenn, you were calling about another kind of system abuse, and that is the child system or the family court system. Do we have Glenn listening to WKBK?
Hi, thanks.
Glenn, you're back.
Hi there. Yeah. As I was saying, about 20 years ago, in the court system in Keene, New Hampshire, and sure it's very similar around the countryside, it had the judge say, child goes with the mother for every Mother's Day, as is essential. Father asks for Father's Day. There's not an important holiday, not granted.
Really?
Seems strange.
Yeah, it is. You know, I saw how the paperwork, as my son got old enough to understand this, read the stuff, he's like, wow, Dad, this is really horrible. I didn't know all the stuff that had happened, you know. Anyway, dealt with stuff nonstop over these years. Now with a younger child, pay my child support every week. Usually paid between 1 to 3 weeks in advance. Filed taxes, found out I could actually put children on my taxes. That has been unpublished law, my lawyer had told me. And I never knew it all these years. So anyways, I claimed the children on my taxes this year. I'm paid in advance. And I was shorted. I only got back part of my refund, very small part, actually, under $100. And I was shorted $787. So I said, gosh. Did the IRS goof up? Did my tax company goof up? Or, hey, was it our government system of the child support and the court system?
So what was it?
I went to the Keene office. They said, hey, yeah, you're paid in advance. Let us check with Florida where it had we'd initially got the court papers done. They got a hold of Florida, and yes, Florida had intercepted the refund. So they told me, well, we told them that they really can't keep it because you're paying in advance. But they said you might want to call them up, too, because it doesn't mean they'll return it.
So let me see if I got this straight. You filed your taxes with the IRS.
I did.
They kept money from the check that you were, with the return, you were expecting a return, you didn't get what you expected. They kept that money and sent it off to the state of Florida for some sort of child support payment?
The child support agency in Florida just intercepted it.
How do they intercept a check?
Well, no, they must have been sent it by the IRS. They used whatever sort of intergovernmental relationship they had to get the IRS to send them the money.
They've got their, it's in their, anybody that owes child support, if you're behind, and I can go along with this to a certain extent, if you're behind.
But you're saying you weren't behind.
No, I'm not. I'm actually paid in advance.
Have you contacted Florida yet?
I got to call them on Monday.
Good luck, man. I mean, if you're trying to get money out of the hands of these guys, I can't imagine you're going to have much success. But it doesn't hurt to call, and it doesn't hurt to ask. I mean, can you imagine trying to get your money back from the state of Florida or any other state?
Horrible. I'm just going to tell them, money back, lawsuit, or I'll just stop paying my weekly until it reaches $787.
Yeah, but then they might charge you back fees or whatever. Hey, Glenn, I know that you're in Keene, New Hampshire. It's where we do this show. I want to invite you to go to judicialchildabuse.com. It's a New Hampshire-based site for folks that have been screwed over by the court system here. I mean, you're calling from a place just to give our listeners some idea of how bad things are, and they're bad everywhere in these family courts. But they're so bad here that there was a guy last year set himself on fire outside of the courthouse. And again, you want to talk about news stories that the news media just doesn't pick up on. How often do you have people in America
setting themselves on fire?
Right. How often does that happen? Not very often.
Especially in protest over the government and its inner workings.
Exactly.
The family court system has gotten so messed up and out of whack that it's going to lead men to not want to get married and to not wise men not to want to have children.
That's why I got myself a vasectomy.
Essentially, what they're doing is they're incentivizing fools to procreate and disincentivizing wise people from procreating.
So, Glenn, drop on over to judicialchildabuse.com. I think you'll appreciate that site. And thanks for the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. I feel terrible for these guys and ladies, by the way. I went up to Concord recently with some folks that are involved in the family courts, and they've been screwed over. And it's not all men that are getting it hard from these courts.
The judicial system isn't incentivized to really make good decisions. I mean, these aren't mediators. They aren't trying to come up with solutions that make everybody happy.
No, they want to get cash. And they were telling me about how there's these guardian ad litems, which are these people that I guess they don't really work for the court, but they kind of do because they get money from the courts because of these family situations. And they're only supposed to be able to get $1,000 at a time. And they have to come back and ask for more if it reaches $1,000. These guardian ad litems do. But yet they're just getting awarded thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars. I mean, these folks have paid so much money in these disputes. It's just so insane. The whole system is a crazy money sink for these parents. They just love their kids. They just want what's best for their kids. It's terrible. And there's no shortage of those stories either. 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about Trayvon Martin or whatever's on your mind, we continue here. And we'll go to Joey, listening to WSEFM in South Carolina. Joey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say everyone's kind of looking at this the wrong way, in my opinion. They're looking at it at the context of Mr. George Zimmerman, and they're saying, well, he was standing his ground. In my opinion, whether he attacked Trayvon blatantly and Trayvon wasn't fighting back or doing anything, he's a murderer. And whether Trayvon was fighting back, and that's why George Zimmerman killed him, he was a murderer, because Trayvon was standing his ground. Imagine if you're a 17-year-old walking into the store to get a thing of iced tea and Skittles, and you got a guy following in a bad neighborhood.
It
wasn't a bad neighborhood. This was a gated community, a largely white gated community in a largely black town.
Well, whatever it is, it's creepy nonetheless.
It's creepy, yeah.
You got some guy following you. And I think you make a great point, Joey, that it was Trayvon who was standing his ground because he was just walking somewhere, and then this guy comes up and starts to harass him. Absolutely. Joey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, 1-855-450-3733. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is a great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-598-1781 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-598-1781. 800-598-1781. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have, of course, the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know, I've been talking about this this band, Raja Mojo, and their liberty-oriented music on the air here for a couple of weeks. And I want to thank everybody who's gone and purchased the music at cdbaby.com. Because liberty-oriented music, music in general, is a great medium to get your message across, whatever it might be. And Raja Mojo makes some great music, and in fact, they've been at cdbaby.com. They're topping the charts in all kinds of different, well, not topping them, but they're showing up on the charts in all kinds of different places. The political category, they're at number 3, 4, and 7. Number 1 in retro rock, number 6 in hard rock, number 1 in intelligent dance music, number 3 in folk rock, and this is all because people are going and buying this great liberty-oriented music at cdbaby.com. You can get all 4 songs that Raja Mojo has for $3.16. It's easy to download. I did it, so I would imagine that everybody else can do it too. Go to cdbaby.com, download these songs, and first you could listen to them on YouTube. Just search for Raja Mojo, and go buy them at cdbaby.com.
We continue taking your calls about what you want, whether it's Trayvon Martin or whatever's on your mind. Let's go to David in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, David.
Hey, Mark. How you doing tonight? Okay.
I'm well, thanks.
My take on this is that it basically boils down to intimidation. Had that been a uniformed police officer that was surveilling Trayvon, Trayvon may have been a little bit more at ease, you know, with the, you know, the fact that it was a uniformed officer. With that said, however, it wasn't. So he probably got intimidated, and it escalated into an altercation at some point, you know, during the whole thing. And I believe what my take on it is that it got to the point to where there was a scuffle. And in my opinion, I believe Trayvon was probably getting the better of him. And so he did. What's his name? I can't remember his name. The more
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman decided that he was going to shoot this kid. And not saying he tried to kill him, but he shot him anyway, nevertheless. So
shot him twice. He did try to kill him because he shot him a second time after he begged for his life, apparently.
Yeah, and my next point is, What is this Zimmerman guy doing? Doesn't he have? I mean, what is he doing during the day? I mean,
I don't know what time. What time of day was this? That's one of the points I didn't really pick up in the story.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that either.
Yeah, so I don't know. What do you mean by what is he doing? Does he have a job? Is that what you're asking, or what?
Exactly. Doesn't he have a job? I mean, is it his, you know, his deal to go around and surveil the neighborhood? What's the deal with that?
Well, he's just, the head of the neighborhood watch. I was on neighborhood watch, and I had a job. So, I mean, you know, not uncommon for people who are employed to be on neighborhood watch. But in this economy, one does wonder if anybody has a job.
David, thanks.
I just wanted to make that point, though, about, you know, I feel like Trayvon was being intimidated. It wasn't a uniformed police officer. Got into an altercation, and possibly Trayvon actually might have been getting the better of him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about the how things went down. Isn't Zimmerman a fairly large guy? I haven't seen a picture of him yet.
He is a large. Yes, he is. From the differences in the photographs, yeah, he is. And
Trayvon doesn't seem to be a very large guy. He seems to be a relatively skinny young man.
Right, exactly. And what I believe is that when the altercation actually occurred, I believe that Trayvon was just probably was getting the better of him.
I heard what you said. And David, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's possible that a young, certainly could be karate trained or something like that. But generally, if you've got somebody that's twice your weight, it's pretty tough to get the better of them.
Well, I mean, when you get old, you don't want to be in fights.
George Zimmerman's 28.
You want to end it quickly. I don't know. I mean, you know,
he wants to get in a fight because he started it.
That doesn't mean he's good at it.
Okay. I understand that, Mark. But would you agree, though? Like, you know, it's a little bit tough.
I don't know what conclusions you can draw from this. I mean, you know, I think that it's dangerous to draw conclusions.
I'm not drawing a conclusion. I'm speculating.
Okay.
And what I'm speculating on here is that if you're fighting, let's say Trayvon Martin is not a jiu-jitsu master, and neither is George Zimmerman.
Okay.
Let's say they're both on the same level. You've got one guy that's twice the weight of the other guy.
One thing we know is they're not on the same level. One's 28, one's 17. Oh, right. I like a 28-year-old in a fight, though.
That's what I'm saying. A 28-year-old who's got twice the body weight? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And he's packing heat. We continue here with your calls, your thoughts. Chris is listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Chris, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I wanted to say that now Orlando Sentinel is reporting that Zimmerman's family is of Latin American and African American descent, and that he was involved in mentorship programs with two African American kids. I was wondering what your take on the fact that that isn't widely reported might be.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't report that, but you know, at the same time, they're reporting that. And by the way, anybody can be a bigot from any walk of life, but. You know, they did say that this guy was going around and the people had reported talking to him at their front doors and him making sort of racial comments, being, representing himself as sort of the head of the neighborhood watch.
Well, and is this news? I mean, you said it's the Orlando Sentinel is reporting this. Is this fresh breaking news? Maybe it's just simply not well known yet.
I don't think it's well known. It's been out there for at least a couple days.
Couple days?
Yeah.
So I've heard that he's Peruvian, but African American. Where's that coming from? That's it's the Sentinel saying that, or are they saying?
Yeah, the Orlando Sentinel saying that.
Okay.
All right. I mean, like you said, Mark, just because he's got some heritage from one place in the past,
I think we've all probably got a little bit of black blood and a little bit of Hispanic blood, a little bit of Indian blood, or whatever it
is. Doesn't mean that they don't necessarily hate somebody today. So who knows? And again, to me, it doesn't really the racial issues is an aside to all of this. What's really outrageous is that the whole thing happened in the first place. It wouldn't matter to me whether Trayvon was black or white or Hispanic. It's completely out of control.
Oh, I totally agree.
Right.
I totally agree.
Thanks for sharing, guys. Thanks. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Scott is listening in Charleston to WSCFM. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'd like to point out a few facts that weren't really talked about. You've talked about it several times, but there was one shot fired. When the police arrived, they found one shell casing and a full clip in the gun.
So he put one in the chamber.
And he had a full clip. So it was one shot. That killed him. It was a chest shot, but it was just one shot.
Where do you think this report is coming from that Mark said he saw that says that this guy begged for his life and was had another bullet put in him?
It might be because there is some dispute. Some say Zimmerman was yelling, help, and some say it was the kid.
I know that you had another point you wanted to make. Stick with us, Scott. Yes. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. Plenty of time for your calls, your thoughts. It's live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, meals and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We're here. We'll take your calls. You can bring up anything you want, though. We are focusing on the Trayvon Martin case here tonight. You certainly can dial in at 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. As we continue here, you can also join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over there at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free, like all the other features on our website, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Before you buy precious metals, whether it's gold or silver, you need to do some research. And it's a good idea to do some price comparisons. If you're buying for an investment, well, you want to buy low, and that way you can, you know, sell high and make some money. If you're buying as a barter currency or a hedge against inflation, it still makes sense to buy low. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got some of the best prices on gold and silver there, and we've teamed up with Midas Resources to fulfill your orders, and they'll do it in a timely fashion, and you know, there'll be some great rates. Plus, whenever you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
We continue here with your thoughts, your call. Scott is on the line listening in Charleston to WSCFM. Scott, you're back on Free Talk Live. You said you had a couple things you wanted to get out there, alleged. Different allegations, allegedly different facts. I mean, we still don't know what really happened. You said there was only one shot, but the lawyers for the for Trayvon Martin's family are saying there were two. And
clearly audible on the 911 tapes, which
right.
I don't know that they've been released in their entirety.
Where he was allegedly begging for his life prior to the second shot. But go ahead with what you wanted to share.
Okay. Reiterate, they found one shell casing and he had a full clip, and it's not like he was alone after the shooting. People were there. And on the size...
Well, dated today at the Boston Herald, it says, a source close to the investigation told the Orlando Sentinel just one shot was fired from Zimmerman's gun. But that's a source. I mean, you know, at this point, they're not even willing to name it.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard all sorts of things, but this is what the cops I'm going with Cops and Zimmerman, just not that they're light or anything, but I'm just saying that. The size of them. Zimmerman was 5'8", but he was a pretty big guy. He was 250.
Mm-hmm.
Trayvon Martin was 6'3", but he was like 160, 150. He was much smaller, but he's 17. He plays on the football team at that high school. I'd say he can defend himself quite easily. Now, yeah. I actually have what the situation was from the beginning. He's following him in the truck. I don't know if Trayvon Martin knows that he's called the cops, but he's talking on the phone. There's a sidewalk that goes behind these housing, I think they're townhomes, sidewalk in front and behind a house. So Trayvon Martin's like trying to, I don't know, run away or get away from him because somebody's following, which is weird. He goes behind the house.
Whoa. It's not weird to try to get away from some weirdo behind you in a truck.
I think he was saying it was weird that he was being followed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird because somebody's following him. Yeah, he doesn't know the guy.
Gotcha.
Trayvon Martin doesn't even live there. Only his father does. He was visiting. So he goes behind the house. That's when Zimmerman gets out of the truck. He goes to follow him. That's when he's talking to the cops. Hey, I'm following him. The cops are like, they actually say, we don't need you to do that. It's not like they gave a command. Don't do that. We don't need you to do that. But at this time, Martin has ran all the way behind the house, and he's back in front of the house hiding. Zimmerman gets up. He's going to go walk back to his truck. And this is, I'm not sure, but this is, apparently from the person who saw it, and Zimmerman, that's when Trayvon Martin comes out and tackles him from behind while the guy's walking to his truck. So he doesn't see it coming. That's when the scuffle happens. I think somebody mentioned earlier about the Tampa Bay thing. That's when they're fighting. Zimmerman has two wounds. He has a thing on the back of his head that requires stitches, and he also has a broken nose, which probably not self-inflicted. He has both of those, you know, but he's not alone after this happens. People are there. There's like 8 911 calls. He didn't have any time to do anything. Weird.
Sounds very interesting. I mean, you know, like there's some of this sort of sounds like it rings true. You know, I don't think it's a good idea to go tackling somebody who's been following you by any stretch of the imagination. It's probably not a good idea to go, well, you know, I mean, some of it sounds plausible. Why did the cops let this guy go?
So weirdly, I have no idea why. They didn't, you know, take him in or anything. I said, okay, you're good.
I mean, there's no shortage of cops, shortage of stories where cops throw somebody in jail for, you know, overreacting, or they overreact and throw somebody in jail. I mean, to me, they had to have had some story, and this is the first thing I've heard. By the way, and I've, you know, read umpteen stories on this. This is the first thing I've heard that even gives any kind of indication.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the call and the update. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. It's an interesting story because, what's the motivation for Trayvon to go and do something like that?
Now, this is interesting because in this circumstance, both parties have the legitimate right to feel threatened. Like, you know, one of them's being followed by this guy, and it's weird.
Right.
And the other one...
was jumped.
Has allegedly been jumped. Interesting.
Oh, boy. Even in that case, though, is it appropriate to execute somebody for getting into fisticuffs?
Yeah, I think that many instances of times that guns are used that the result is a good one.
Let's continue with Jason, listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk in St. Louis. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
First of all, I want to say thanks for dealing with facts and not just having your opinion as a fact, like most everything else I've read or heard has been.
Well, I don't know if we've been able to successfully figure out what the facts are.
I don't know that anybody knows any facts at this point.
We're more than happy to, you know, to bring allegations about what the alleged facts are and make it very clear that no one really knows what the full story is and still kind of take people's thoughts and opinions.
Well, your last caller pretty much took most of what I was going to say because that's what I've read pretty much happened. So from what I understand, the ending to where Trayvon just pretty much stopped, turned around, says, you know, what do you want? And, you know, that's kind of when they got into it. But when you took your long break at the top of the hour, I'm listening to XM, and IRN News had a breaking news saying that a eyewitness, not someone who heard it or think this is what they heard, and supposedly an eyewitness said just came forward, said that they were kind of scared to come forward, and they saw Trayvon on top of Zimmerman. And that's pretty much, they kind of teased it. That's where they left it hanging.
Hmm.
So that I can't wait to find out what else comes from.
Yeah, it's you know, sounds like there's more facts to be had in the case, and you know, well, I guess we'll hear more. There's certainly there's no shortage of people desiring to find out about this story.
The one thing that kind of bugs me is something you guys said. It doesn't matter if either party was black or white or green or purple or whatever they may be. The skin shouldn't have a problem or shouldn't even be a topic that they're blowing it up to be. It was a bad situation. Unfortunately, the kid died. Look at the evidence, find out what happened, and go from there. That's the way I feel.
I think you're right about that, Jason, and I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It kind of brings up the thing about hate crimes, and in many countries around the world, hate crimes are worse than regular crimes.
Mm-hmm. Including this one where they exist.
You know, if you're beaten up and killed over your wallet, somehow that's better than being beaten up and killed over your race.
I disagree.
Right, I think that it's...
As someone who's been beaten up before.
Did they take your wallet?
Let's go on.
Okay. So, you know, I'm on the fence on this one. It smacks of, certainly there's some racial overtones to it, but then, you know, different parts of the story come out. There's, you know, this part where, you know, some sources are saying there's one shot, some there's two. If there's one shot, the claim that it's you're acting in self-defense is going to be significantly better than if there's two.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and that's a pretty big question mark right now. 855-453. Also, the question of why the police didn't arrest this guy, have yet to arrest Zimmerman. There's another article I saw, and I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but you had made the presumption, Mark, that the Sanford Police Department should be black, because Sanford is mostly black, according
to you. Yeah, it's a presumption.
And that may not, whether that's the case or not, there's some real strained relationships between the black community in Sanford and the police department, according to what I read.
Okay.
Which, of course, isn't a surprise, because black cops or no black cops, they're still picking on young black males for the war on drugs.
Trayvon was tested for drugs, but Zimmerman was not.
Interesting. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up with your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that dirty ass. Takes away everything you can get. He's never known with this immortal death.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition. Still time for you and your thoughts. Plenty of it, actually. We're here for well over another hour. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Unless you don't get all 3 hours on your local talk station. If you don't, you could always give them a call during the week, talk to the program director, and thank him or her for adding Free Talk Live to their lineup, and then ask them real nicely to take more of the show, because we do this thing 7 nights per week. So if you've missed a moment, you can always go and grab archives and tune into our live streams over at freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of different ways to get this show into your ears. Also, I want to invite you to check out the Free State Project. If you love the ideas of liberty, and by liberty I mean you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. But most importantly, you have to allow others to live their lives how they want to. Because if you don't allow others to be free, how can you ever expect to be allowed to be free? So if you get what freedom's all about and you want to do something to achieve it in your lifetime, you got to get together with other people that think like you do. And that's the point of the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's go to, I believe we have Alex listening in Indy to WXNT. Alex, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Just two quick comments. First off, the whole thing with Trayvon Martin and, like, the implications with the shoot first laws in Florida and Texas, things like that. Like, it's really easy for us to say, yeah, if someone comes in my house and I feel threatened, I'm going to blow them away. And it sounds good, but like an earlier caller said, I mean, this is a situation where both parties legitimately felt threatened, and now a kid is dead. And my understanding is the reason everyone wasn't arrested was because of the law that said you can, quote-unquote, see underground in Florida and use deadly force if you deem necessary. But in a case like this, both parties feel threatened. How do we figure out who's right?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a person using a gun, bringing a gun to a fist fight doesn't sound like a legitimate threat to a lot of people.
Right.
Even if he was jumped, I mean, the claim is now that Zimmerman
was jumped. I think
jumped
means from behind. Trayvon may have, been looking for a fight too.
Well, no, the claim from the last caller, Mark, was that Trayvon had kind of gone around this housing complex and was hiding in wait for Zimmerman, and that Zimmerman didn't see it coming.
That was the claim. Now, that was just from someone calling the show, so, you know, take that as what it's worth, right? If that claim is true, that still, in my opinion, doesn't justify a shooting death. But then again, who knows how badly beaten he was getting. I don't know. I wasn't there. But certainly he initiated some level of aggression, I think, by simply attempting to intimidate this young man.
Yeah, absolutely. And then my question was also, like, in what implications do you think that has on a free society? I mean, a free society, let's say everyone's walking around strapped, you're going to have cases like this a lot. If you have a free society with small government, how do you deal with a situation like this, other than, well, you shot my kid, so I'm going to shoot you, et cetera, et cetera?
You know, I think it brings up a lot of good questions. I don't know how all these things will be meted out. I think that you'll probably have justice come down in a faster way when you're dealing with, arbiters and mediators rather than dealing with the judicial system, whose terrible swift sword seems to swing ever so slowly.
Well, we know people aren't satisfied with how the justice system's handling this one.
Right. And so I mean, I think that, you know, at that circumstance, people would be brought forward. You know, is it right that this individual, Zimmerman, killed this? Because the laws aren't always right, whether it's the stand your ground law or not having the stand your ground law. Really, I think that each individual case needs to be looked at and the facts need to be brought out. And, you know, somebody who's paid to make good decisions, and I'm not sure that the judicial system is incentivized towards good decisions currently, would, you know, come out with hopefully a solution that would be better for all parties included.
That's a great point. And what's important to remember about a more free society or perhaps a more market-based justice system, where the government isn't the only game in town, where there are different arbiters and they're competing for business. And in that case, they would be competing on a variety of things. They'd be competing on swiftness. They would be competing on completeness of investigation. They would be competing on finding the right guy. So, for instance, if they wrongfully convict someone of a murder they didn't commit, or if they... Or if they don't convict someone of a murder that's pretty clear that they committed, their reputation's going to be on the line. And they should be held fully commercially liable for the actions, their actions, or their inactions. So if they're contracted with someone to provide protection services, for instance, this was a gated neighborhood, there should be some sort of a service that is likely providing them with a security service. They're under a contract. And so they should have, you know, video cameras put up around to make sure that they're CYA, they're covering their butts, they've got, you know.
Part of this is because an amateur was in charge of security.
Right, no doubt. I mean, if this was a professional security vehicle, probably would have had a video camera in it operating at all times or whatever. And the marketplace would come up with these ways to protect themselves because they wouldn't want to be subject, these security folks wouldn't want to be subject to unwanted lawsuits. So they would invest the money in advance, presumably, to make sure that they were as covered as possible. Should they get into one of these he said, she said situations, they'd be able to have evidence so we would know what the truth was.
Might be cameras all up in the community to be able to answer these things.
But Nobody knows, but there's no way to say this is going to be perfect. It's not. Humans are imperfect. There's going to be problems. There's going to be conflicts. There's going to be issues. But I trust that in a marketplace where we have open competition, we're going to have better justice than we currently have today with the monopoly system, where if people are upset, all they can really do is protest. And that's what they're doing. People are protesting the Trayvon Martin situation and why they're upset
thoroughly.
About it. Yeah, but that doesn't usually result in anything changing. I mean, for all the murders that the police have committed over the years, I'm reminded of the Atlanta, Georgia case of Catherine, I forget her last name, but the 92-year-old woman, I think she was,
she gets older every time you mention her.
Ancient old lady that was murdered by the police during a drug raid. And, you know, you go back into that case.
Mistaken drug raid.
Right. I mean, she didn't have any drugs. It was just horrible what they did. People were very, very upset about that. There was a lot of outrage within the community. And that all really came out of it was they created some sort of police citizens advisory panel or oversight board, which, of course, is another toothless paper tiger that can't really do anything.
Catherine Johnston.
Thank you. Catherine Johnston.
She was 92.
So, yeah, you know, have things gotten better in Atlanta because of that case? I don't think so. Alex?
All right. Yeah, I appreciate that. I was just concerned about that because I was talking to some of my friends about it. And the only solution we came up with was essentially anarchy, but I think you cleared that up for me a little bit.
Thanks for the call. Here's what I'd recommend you do if you want to learn more. You can go to book.freetalklive.com, book.freetalklive.com, and there's a book there called The Market for Liberty. It's downloadable in audiobook form, also PDF form. Yeah, I don't know if there's an ebook of it, but it is there and it's free for your.
Yeah, ebooks read PDFs.
Maybe some of them can. I don't know.
What a crappy ebook it would be if it couldn't. You know, what are these ebook readers? It would have to be. I mean, that's what PDFs have to be where most ebooks are.
You're probably right about that, Mark. But honestly, I've never used an ebook reader, so I can't say from personal experience. But it's free, so you can go and download it and read it or listen to it at your convenience. And they really get into some good discussion in The Market for Liberty as to how it is that market-based justice systems could work. And I think there's some real good in-depth discussion there. Thanks, Alex, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE as we continue here. ICE 2020 is on the line, listening in North Carolina. ICE, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me? Okay, yeah. I think they're going about this whole thing the wrong way. First of all, everybody just completely missing the point about the whole discussion, you know, debating whether he should have been there, shouldn't have been there, this and that. You can't follow a guy around because he's black, okay? First of all, you just can't do that. That's just crazy. That being said, I'm equal to that. I'm equal. I think we are equal. I'm black. I don't have no issue with thinking I'm equal. Therefore, since I am equal, I think that Al Sharpton, the Million Hoodie March, and the Million Hoodie March in New York City is going about the whole thing wrong. What they should do is give every black person they know, because I am black, so I'm talking from a black perspective. Sorry about that if I offend somebody. I think all of us should go and register and buy as many guns as we can, because the law goes both ways. It just don't apply to white people. I could be threatened by a black person, could be threatened by a white person too, and a white person could be threatened by a black person. And since the law says, you know, stand your ground, it goes both ways. Now, if the young man had a gun, the guy should never follow him. But since the guy did take it upon himself to follow him for no other reason than he thought he was doing something wrong, then the young man could have shot at him and been within his ground.
But then probably not. He was 17, so he probably would have been disallowed from having a handgun. But
okay, let's say whatever.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? But
doesn't that sound like
it goes both ways, right?
I hear you. I'm with you on that one, Ice. If you want to stick with us here, we can bring you back.
I want to talk to you about this
after the news. So you're welcome to hang on. 855-450-FREE. And I think he's right. I think Zimmerman is the first one who was in the wrong. Whether or not Trayvon ended up jumping him, as some people are now claiming happened, Zimmerman was in the wrong for just trying, essentially stalking this young man out the gate. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll free line. Hour 3 is next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.